This is February 21, 1980, and I'm Hannah Lambert. I'm interviewing Mr. Joe Fisher about the railroads. And I'm going to first of all ask you, Joe, where were you born?
Born in Winona, 1895.
And so that makes you...
Huh?
How old are you now?
I'm 88.
And when is your birthday?
My birthday is 17th day of March.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Well, wonderful.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, how did it happen that you got working for the railroad?
Huh?
How did it happen that you worked for the railroad? How did it happen that you were interested in working on the for the railroad?
Well, because my dad was he worked on the railroad, and he appointed me to work for him. Yes.
What did you do? What was your work?
I was a mechanic.
Oh.
A mechanic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you do that work all the time?
Yes, I did.
For how many years?
For 52 years. For 52 years, 47 years nights.
Uh-huh.
That's what I did.
Can you tell me a little bit about what work you did?
What kind of work I did?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's just mechanical work. It's just mechanical work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you do any repair work?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. On steam engines at that time. Nothing but steam engines at that time. There were no diesels at that time.
Right.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Maybe you can... what was your responsibility then? Just repairing whatever needed to be repaired?
Yes, I did. I was fully responsible for all the steam engines and diesels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What road was that, Joe?
Huh?
What road was it that you worked
on? It was Chicago Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Northwestern.
Okay. Did you ever leave and work at any other station?
No, I never did. No, continuously in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you lived in Winona too then?
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I suppose they had passenger trains too.
Oh, passenger trains.
Mm-hmm.
We had oodles of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many a day?
Oh, I'll say... Oh...
I suppose they went in each direction.
Oh, yes, sure.
Now, what other roads ran through there?
And the St. L.
Oh, just like here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Were there any problems with rail riders? Any hobos? Did they ride to?
Oh, yes, there was quite a few of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where did they ride?
They'd ride on any place where they could get a hold of it, get into it. Yeah.
How far did they go usually?
Well, that I couldn't say. No. It's up in the individual.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the M and St. L was here, they used to have a place over by the mill.
That's right.
Where they would...
Joe Madden used to be the agent there too.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I should tell you something funny. One day, one of them came knocking on our back door, and my dad was wiping the dishes for me.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know if he could have some salt.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
My dad came from behind the door, and he said, "What are you cooking?" And he said, "Some potatoes, ma'am."
Oh.
So I said, "Sure, you can have some." So then my dad said to him, "Do you have anybody to help you eat them?"
Oh, no.
He said yes, and my dad hadn't shaved that day, and after he was gone, I said, "I bet he thought that I took one in to wipe the dishes."
That was something, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So they used to come and ask for things, you know, that they
needed, yeah.
But they cooked over there.
Oh, yeah. They used to have the jungle yards, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But now you don't see people like that anymore.
No.
Because
no.
I suppose, well, in the first place, they have welfare help now, so they
that's
don't,
right.
They
that's
don't
right.
have to do
yeah.
that. Right. Did you have a big depot at Winona?
A big depot?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, Mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a big depot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I suppose all of the trains, and they sold tickets, and they did everything.
Well, you know, all the passenger trains used to come, and they used to ring the bells.
Now, when I talked to Mrs. Knight, I talked to Mrs. Knight. Her husband worked on the railroad, too.
That was Albert Knight.
Yes.
Yes, I know him well.
And she said that the men used to live in the caboose, you know.
Yeah.
And they would cook, and they...
That's right. That's right.
They would be gone for maybe a week at a time.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not telling a lie there.
Yeah, that's what she said, and she gave them a recipe that they could cook real easy. She said she even did it for her kids. They liked it too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I suppose, what was the price of a ticket if you wanted to go, for instance, do you know, from Waseca or Winona to Waseca, do you know what the price of a ticket would be?
Well, That I couldn't say, because I would tell a lie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
No, well, I couldn't tell you.
You
that.
Didn't sell tickets, so you
no,
didn't know.
No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Agnes told me yesterday that when she sold tickets for she said you could go on Friday weekends, you could go to Minneapolis for a round trip of $1.25.
She's right. She's right. That's right.
And
yeah.
I said, "Why, you couldn't get out of town now for that."
Oh gosh, no.
That's right. Do they still have passenger trains in Winona? Do you know?
Huh?
Do they still have passenger trains going through Winona?
Oh yes, yes, that's right.
Where would they be going now?
Well, at that time, let's see. From Winona to Mankato.
Oh.
Yeah, Winona to Mankato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Did they ever have any wrecks, train wrecks?
Well, let's see. I remember one at Casola. Casola, they used to have a wreck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be working at that one. It tipped right over. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that due to the rails or something?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What effect did the winter have on the travel?
Huh?
What effect was the winter on the travel? Did they use the snowplow lots of times?
Oh, I'll tell you, Rudy, Albert Rudy used to be the engineer of a snowplow. Oh, it used to blow the snow off the kingdom to come. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, well, I remember, and then I suppose they had a roundhouse down there too.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. We had 22 stall roundhouse.
Really?
A 22 stall roundhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
I was telling Agnes about the, or Mrs. Knight, I guess it was, about I used to take the train to Mankato in 1926 when I went to college because we didn't have a car or anything then. And it would come at 9:30 in the morning. It would go west.
Yeah, that's right.
So Vi Pansram and I traveled together, and so I called. Yes, they expected the train. This was Sunday. So we got up there through the snowstorm, and it didn't come. And it didn't come. And they kept in contact to see why it wasn't coming.
Oh, yeah.
So Gil Days had their...
Jim Daly?
No, this is Gil Days.
I see.
They had that eating place, you know?
Yeah.
And so we'd go over there and we'd have lunch. And
that's right. You're right.
It didn't come by noon, so we went over and we went and we had dinner. So then I called my dad up and I told him, "We haven't gone yet." And he'd say, "Well, stay up there, it'll come sometimes."
Oh my God.
So in the afternoon we went over again. It still hadn't come. Then they got the message that it was stuck in the snow at Dodge Center.
Oh God. At Dodge Center?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're right. Yes, so, I'll never forget that.
So then they had to send the snowplow down
from
Waseca. So okay.
Yeah.
They finally got it out, and about midnight, the train came. We were still sitting there. And in the depot, there was a little round light up here, you know, not any light at all. We read the Sunday paper, but that was hard to do. So we had supper there, and about midnight, it came.
Oh.
So we all got up and got on the train, and we sat there until 3 a.m. because they had to turn the snowplow around at the roundhouse.
That's right. I turned a good many times,
To go ahead of the train to Mankato. So we got to Mankato at 6 a.m.
6 o'clock a.m.
That was Monday morning.
Oh my God.
And we both had to teach that day. So we got to our place. We got in a taxi then, but some students were going up to Bethany College. We rode up with them. He wouldn't take us to where we were going until he delivered those people. So I got in the house about 7 o'clock and had to call the superintendent that I was back in town because I had called him the night before that he might have...
I remember the superintendent, Mr. Boyle. Yes, sir. I remember that very distinctly.
So then I got ready for school and worked all day and had a night class, and that was over at 11 o'clock. So I'd been up from 6 o'clock Sunday morning. We always remember that trip.
Oh, God.
But it was the only way that we could travel in, and we were glad that, because you couldn't go with a car, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember Mr. Boyle?
I've heard the name, but I...
He was a superintendent at that time.
I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know any of the men that are here in town that worked when you did?
Since I lived here?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Good many. Uh-huh. Almost too many to mention.
Yeah. Did they go to Winona too?
Yeah, that's right. That's so, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there a union at that time?
Huh?
Were the workers, did they belong to a union at that time?
Oh, yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
What influence did they have?
Huh?
How strong was the union, the railroad union?
Well, that I couldn't say. I'm still alive.
Did you belong to it?
Huh?
Did you belong to the
union? Oh, yes. Yes, I did, yeah.
I suppose all the people did.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was the pay real good?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Here's another one of the questions. They had freight as well, I suppose.
Huh?
Did they carry freight too?
Numerous freight. Mm-hmm. We used to say regular train that only carried cabbage, mind you, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Vegetable and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, potatoes and all that. Yeah.
Where did the cabbage come from? The South?
From around Plainview.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, would they send it north or south then?
Well, all depends by wherever the destination was, see? Uh-huh.
How about potatoes now? Did they come from the northern part of Minnesota?
No. Mm-hmm. No. It used to come, let's see now. From Pine Creek, you know the town Pine Creek?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they used to have a lot of them then.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I suppose there's a change now.
Oh, yes.
And I suppose Winona grew as a result of the railroads, too.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What lines did they have? I suppose just those two like we had, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Heaven, St. L. Wait a minute. Green Bay and Western?
Oh.
Yeah, Green Bay and Western. It go from Winona to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the Rock Island?
Let's see, Rock Island? No, they wasn't situated in here.
No. That went through Otana, didn't it?
Yeah, it used to go through Otana. Uh-huh. Going down to Clear to Texas. Yeah,
and
that's right.
That too would go to Minneapolis, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to see that. Uh-huh. How many people, how many people worked with you in your particular work? Just you?
65 people worked in my position there.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It comprised of boilermakers and machinist helpers and boiler washers and all that. Mm-hmm. All different kinds of class of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they live in Winona too?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that the railroads, do you think that the railroads' growth has reached its top, or do you think there's still a chance for it to kind of revive again?
Well, I couldn't say that.
No.
No.
What I was thinking was
so much
of the railroad work
is
done by trucks now.
Oh, yes, it is now, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I suppose that caused a lot of changes to them.
Oh, yes, you bet your life it is, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Now we see these long freights that are probably a couple of miles long coming through here.
I hope to tell you. Oh, gosh. Just here the other day, we had a train of 115 cars mm-hmm. at one time. Yeah.
And they have about 6 engines on the train like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I noticed the other day, last weekend, I went to Janesville, and there were many, many oil cars.
Oil cars?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, a lot of those oil cars, they're filled with grain, mind you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a fact. A lot of the grain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be oil then?
No. Mm-hmm. No, not all of them. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Once in a while you see some new cars.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine some of the older ones are...
pretty well demolished.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they wooden, most of them, the old ones?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So now I suppose it's steel or metal.
Yeah, that's right.
Them. Now here's another question that I have been asked. What effect did the railroads have on agriculture?
Agriculture?
Mm-hmm. I think we kind of talked about it when you said that they transported the things from the farms, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Agnes was telling about the mill up here, you know, how they used to send out this echo flower.
The echo flower, yes, she says she's telling the truth there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Once in a while at the historical building we see flower sacks that have
the
name on there.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's been a long, really, without the railroads, I don't think any town would have grown, do you?
No.
That really is what started them.
That's right.
And I think they're doing, they really are, since they met with the railroad people here, they are breaking the trains at the crossing so that people can get across now.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And I noticed it's doing real good.
If
one is blocked, then you can go to the other.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, they have to go. They can't wait all day, you know.
Oh, no.
And they're good about going at a time when people are at work.
Yeah, you bet your life, if there's a crossing block, and the policeman has got to come right down there and tell him, ask him, what's the matter? You're delaying the trains, you
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you enjoyed your work on the railroad.
Oh, immensely, immensely.
And you got to know a lot of people, too.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, since 1895 and 52 years nights and 47 years different kind of work.
Mm-hmm. Did you work days? I suppose it was day work.
That's what daytime, all the time, mm-hmm. with the exception of, let's see, I think I put four years at Tracy, Minnesota.
Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Then did you move there then?
No. I just replaced somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like you had an interesting life.
Oh, yes, I did, for fact, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I understand that you lived near where Father Frisch grew up.
Who?
Father Frisch.
Oh, Father Frisch, I lived across the street from him. Oh.
I know.
Oh, I knew his mother very well. He come and visit me, him, yes, his mother.
I know.
Yes. Yes. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
No.
Yeah.
His father is dead though, you know.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Now, I heard from him at Christmas time. He always writes to me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I write to him. And he sends me his church bulletins, you know, so yeah, that I see what they look like. And he said that his mother was living with him this winter at Minnesota City because...
Minnesota City? Uh-huh. That's right, that's yeah, right, mm-hmm, that's right.
And he said that she needed heart surgery, but they didn't know how soon she was going to have it.
Oh, God.
So she's living with him this winter.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then he has a couple other parishes too. He has Stockton, Minnesota, and
Caledonia?
No.
Wasn't it?
No. Stockton and Minnesota City.
Minnesota City.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, can you think of anything else that might be interesting, Joe?
Well, no. I think this will cover the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I thank you very much. You did a real good job.
Well, I tried to win away.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And as old as I am, you know, I just can't think of everything, you know.
Well, you don't need to. You thought of a lot because what you told me is really, I guess I didn't ask you when you started with the railroad, how old were you?
What old?
How old were you?
14 years of age. Yes, yes.
Did you have a lot of training then in mechanics so that you would know what to do?
Oh yes, yes I did. I did. I used to carry mail for the Northwestern, mind you, from one tower to the other tower. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to deliver the messages at the tower.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm what I used to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But when you were 14, did you?
That's right, that's uh-huh right.
How long did you have that job?
Huh?
How long were you delivering mail?
Well, delivering mail, let's see, till I was old enough to get a regular job. Uh-huh. See, that's uh-huh what, that's uh-huh the sense of it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, did you continue to live at home then when you were working there?
Oh yes, yes I did. Yes. I used to ride a bicycle for 3 miles from work and back and forth. Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was your exercise.
That's what it was, yeah.
When did you marry then, Joe? What year? What year did you get married?
Oh, let's see. I'll have to look now.
Well, I just wonder because then you'd have your own home then.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, sure, sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think now that we've covered most of these, one of the questions that was still here, how has the railroad changed? Well, we know that they don't have any passenger trains very much anymore, do they?
No, they haven't.
Just freight.
That's freight, that's all there is. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't take that. I'll take that back because they got a train, what you call the Amtrak.
Oh, sure.
See? It's a high-class train. Mm-hmm. But that happens to be once or twice a week, you know, see?
Oh, does that go through Winona?
No. That's down east.
Oh.
Yeah.
Out of Minneapolis, I suppose.
That's right, yeah.
And I suppose you could go west on it, too.
Yes, you could, yes, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that's going to conclude our interview, Joe.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And thank you very much, because now we know that what we got is really true. Sure.